This week in West Virginia history, critic John Peel Bishop died in Massachusetts on April 4, 1944, at age 51. He was born at Charlestown in Jefferson County in 1892 and attended high school in Hagerstown, Maryland. When he was 17, he experienced a temporary and inexplicable bout of blindness. That's when he decided to become a writer. In 1912, his poem To a Woodland Pool was published in Harper's Weekly. The next year, Bishop entered Princeton University, where he was a classmate of F. Scott Fitzgerald. His first book of poetry, Green Fruit, was published in 1917. He went to work for Vanity Fair and served as the magazine's managing editor for 2 years. He and his wife traveled extensively, and he lived in France for lengthy periods during the 1920s and early 30s. During this time, Bishop established lifelong friendships with critic Alan Tate and poet Archibald MacLeish. John Peel Bishop wrote his finest criticism, essays, and poetry reviews between 1933 and 1940. His 1931 book, Many Thousands Gone, features interrelated stories set in a fictionalized 19th century Charlestown. The title story won the prestigious Scribner's Prize. For more information on John Peel Bishop, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
To find educational activities for teachers and students, go to wv.pbslearningmedia.org.